Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Simon Black, who is the CEO of PPRO Financial. Simon, thanks for joining me today.
No problem. Very happy to speak to you, Karen.
So let's talk a little online payments. And to start us off, I just love something that you were heard saying about online payments not that long ago. You made the analogy that online payments is like drinking coffee. Universal appeal for coffee, but everyone likes their coffee a little bit different. Why is that so analogous to online payments today?
Yeah, because like coffee is coffee. So you can say, well, online payment. But then if you might meet someone and say, you like coffee? I like coffee. But increasingly, even in the market like the States, you'll say, okay, so how do you like your coffee? And it's not just black or white. It's, you know, cappuccino, latte, whatever. When you look at payments, and particularly going outside of the UK and the US, find that those differences are quite significant and be quite surprising.
So, for example, what is different? What is surprising?
Yeah, so in the US and UK, predominantly online purchases are paid for using MasterCard or Visa, and the next major chunk is through PayPal. So, for example, in the UK, over 70% of payments are transactions online, so that's shopping on the internet, paying for your parking ticket, your theater ticket, all kinds of e-commerce. Over 70% of transactions are paid for using MasterCard or Visa. In Germany, it's less than 20%. So that's a massive difference. And there are alternative ways for people to pay. One of the most common in Western European markets, such as Germany or the Netherlands, is to pay what you owe direct from your bank account. And there's different cultural factors around why this has arisen. Same with other habits that we have, so the way we drink coffee in different countries. In Germany, for example, there's a cultural resistance to credit, to borrowing money. So only a minority of people have credit cards, and people want to know where they're up to. So if they're going to buy something, their preference is, I want that money straight from my account. I know it's gone. I paid for it. And in terms of supporting e-commerce, online mechanisms have emerged, such as Sofort or GiroPay in Germany, or Ideal has been particularly successful in the Netherlands. 60% of online purchases in the Netherlands are paid for using Ideal, which is bringing the convenience, speed, and security of something like PayPal to an online bank transfer.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that PPRO does to enable the online payment preferences of consumers across the world to accommodate that when they're shopping online? What is the space that you've carved out?
Well, if you think about what the process a merchant goes through when they want to accept payments online, and this is the same whether it's in the States, UK, France, South Africa, is to accept payments, typically you go look for a payment service provider. So you want to sell online, you need to build your e-commerce site, but then you want to accept payments. You need someone that's going to sit between your website and all the different payment mechanisms you may need to accept. And they tend to have a local market focus. So a US payment gateway or payment service provider is going to make sure they offer Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. If it's a Dutch payment service provider, they are going to offer Ideal. It's fundamental to their home market. But when you're supporting a merchant that wants to sell overseas or cross-border e-commerce, that payment service provider is going to be less focused on those many different payment methods they may need to support. To go and integrate each one of those for those merchants that do want them is a huge workload. They only have a finite product development capability, and they have lots of other things they need to do. So what PPRO does is through one integration, one platform, we offer a payment service provider access to all the different payment methods they may need. On top of that, which is quite fundamental, we don't just process the transaction, but we'll also collect the money, repatriate the money into the home market for the payment service provider's merchant.
So you make it easy for the merchants to accommodate the local preferences of consumers in those markets.
Exactly. So loosely, if we went back to our coffee analogy, certainly going back a few years, you know, a U.S. payment service provider would know filter coffee inside out. You know, maybe they can do a standard cappuccino and a latte, but as they get more adventurous merchants, growing merchants, can they support flat whites or Turkish coffee or Moroccan tea? You know, well, we're that partner that can provide all those exotic alternatives. And the integration through one platform is really important because no merchant wants to go through loads of IT work just to be able to support, you know, expansion to a new market. The cost of expanding have become so low, you know, more or less translate your website, but we want to make it as cheap, as accessible as possible for a merchant to further localize the consumer experience by having those local payment options presented at the checkout.
And it's becoming such a big area of focus given the diffusion of mobile devices and, of course, the access to merchants online that it provides. It's a very interesting and important opportunity for merchants, for sure. I wanted to also ask you a question about something else that you said, and actually this is something that's on your blog, and it relates to also something I read earlier in the week about consumers who want to see money moving between accounts, whether it's a P2P account or money that is being sent to another business or to a merchant, move more rapidly. So speed, obviously important, convenience, important. You've said that is in fact a reality that all of Europe, including the UK, of course, will experience soon. How soon? And I thought that faster payments was already a reality in many parts of Europe. What did you mean by that?
So faster payments, you're absolutely right, does exist as a platform, as a protocol, but it hasn't made its way into all different aspects of consumer payments yet. So we do see a trend for more immediacy around payment collection and settlement. And I think mobile payments, tools like Apple Pay, will drive that higher expectation. Of course, in some scenarios, either the merchant or the consumer doesn't want instant settlement. But what we see is a growing trend, particularly in markets like Germany and the Netherlands, for nearer and nearer to real-time settlement. I think today it varies by country. It can be close to real-time. It can be a matter of minutes or 15 minutes. But as there's more integration across different banking systems, the banking infrastructure is updated, then we will get to true real time.
Do you really think there's a business case for real time? I know that it really is such the buzz, but faster payments doesn't necessarily have to mean real time, right?
Yeah, I would agree with the second part of your statement. So yes is the short answer, right? Because both, I do think there's a demand, but I also think it's not required in all cases. So for me, the evidence of demand is cash. Cash was pretty successful for a long time. You know, when you hand over the cash, you're done, right? And there may be refund or different guarantees around it, but fundamentally, in that instant, you've handed over money to someone. So I think there are various applications that require real-time settlement. And if we are going to move to a cashless society in the future, which I believe we will, then that's a really important aspect that is offered through some mainstream payment mechanisms. But of course, there's lots of applications where it can be beneficial to either buyer or seller or both, where it's not real time.
I mean, I think that some of the data I've seen, the use cases where real time is essential, quite a small overall percentage of volume. I mean, I do agree that there are some situations where it's useful. Your analogy about cash is the real one. Let's flip the conversation, though, back to you. So where do you operate today, and what are your plans for the future?
So PPRO operates internationally. The focus of our business has, until around a year ago, been Europe, because it's our home region, and it's where there is quite a fragmentation of different payment methods. But we've seen more opportunity from Asian partners. leveraging our network for Europe, but also beyond. So some of our partners are now using our platform for South American payment methods, which is another region where there's high fragmentation, from Boleto to OXXO, SafetyPay, Africa, possibly the most fragmented. Obviously, it's an economic region that's growing from a small base, but growing quickly. Very fragmented in terms of different payment methods of payment acceptance. Obviously, you have M-Pesa in Kenya, which is very well known, and Asia also. And in terms of expanding into North America, obviously, payment methods are fairly simple by comparison, but there are many U.S. merchants that operate in different markets or want to expand into different markets. And so we do see growing interest in our platform from payment gateways, acquirers, and payment service providers based out of the U.S.
There are so many players that are entering the space because of the opportunity and the complexity that you describe. How do you guys differentiate what you do from others who are also trying to seize this opportunity? Is it that the pie is so big, or are there particular aspects of what you do that makes the decision to engage PPRO an obvious one for those looking for this capability?
Yeah, I think there's probably two parts to my answer. One is, it's not so that the prize is so big. It's actually what the role we fulfill is we're in a real niche market. So there aren't a lot of companies offering the kind of platform we have to payment service providers and acquirers. There are very few, in fact, that can, through a single integration, offer these different payment methods and settle, collect and settle and reconcile the actual money. That's an important point. This is a special service that we're providing. And linked to that second part of your question, well, what is it about PPRO? Because we have that focus, we have developed a high level of expertise. Simply adding a payment method can be a very time-consuming process, can be going through local bureaucratic regulations. You might be dealing with quite a small company. There's a technical aspect, but also agreeing commercial terms. And by doing that legwork for our partners, we accelerate their time to market rapidly, so much so that we have partner after partner giving us feedback that it just would not make sense for them to invest the time, effort, and expense to do it directly. We really fulfill the classic requirements of an outsourcing model. As you know, businesses outsource all kinds of services, some which are basic and operational, some are quite strategic, and that's essentially what we are. We're the outsource partner for acquirers and payment service providers that need to offer global payment methods to their merchants.
It's a fascinating opportunity in a space that is white hot. So, Simon, thanks very much for the opportunity to learn about your business today, and we look forward to continuing our conversation as you advance your capabilities in the markets you talked about. Thank you.
Thanks so much.